Yes, you! You're looking sexy! Oh, and you're listening to the Kid Craddock Podcast. Kid Craddock in the morning.
Yeah, have that phone handy. It's less than 40 minutes away. And also, Kelly Raspberry's new man, the man formerly known as Tinderwolf, now known as Bill. His best friend will be calling the show here shortly.
Bill's best friend?
Yeah. Bill's best friend's calling the show. Kelly, are you nervous?
Are we that deep?
No, but I think y'all are... This is getting ridiculous.
Are we that deep? We're talking to Bill's best friend?
I mean, you're shoving Bill down everyone's throats. It's ridiculous.
Oh, you get one message from a guy and you get all bent out of shape.
No, but I mean, seriously, enough's enough. We don't do this much about... Okay, let's call Kenzie's best friend and have her come on. And Dr. Girlfriend's best friend.
We did a dang bit about my wife. Back in the day.
All right. I'm sure everyone's excited to hear from
Bill's best man.
Yeah.
We're in the early stages of our relationship.
When you're celebrating weekly anniversaries, we got to find a way to celebrate on the air.
Are you still giddy, Kelly?
Yes. I'm very... He got to see a darker side of me yesterday, and it scared him a little bit.
Mm-mm.
I was having a low energy day. You know, the allergies are terrible. There's pollen everywhere. My energy was really low.
Yeah.
I had this weird feeling. I even told you guys yesterday.
Yeah. Ominous.
I have this ominous feeling. And the first time I ever had it, Michael Jackson died.
So
that's the one that sticks out.
Did anything crazy happen yesterday?
No, I shared it with you guys. I feel like something bad's about to happen. And Jenna said, I'll tell you what she thinks it was, is that things are going so great that I'm telling myself something's got to go wrong.
Yeah.
I just wasn't really feeling well.
Okay.
I was tired.
I get it, because I feel that way. But I think that's what it is, Kelly, for you and I, because when things, you're just like, oh, gosh, nothing's going right in my love life, personal life, work, everything. And you don't think about more bad things happening. But when everything's great, sometimes you kind of sit there and go,
okay, when's this going
to
end?
Whoa. Things are too good to be right.
Kelly's told us you guys haven't had your first couple fight, and
that's really
going to happen one day.
And so I was having a low energy day, and plus I'm tired, and we've been riding this wave of euphoria and, you know, all that stuff. And so it kind of settled down, and I think it kind of rattled him a little bit.
Right.
He's like, are you okay? He's like, I guess we're learning we don't know as much about each other. He's never seen the Kelly you guys have seen.
He's never seen Kelly Raspberry going nuts.
He's never seen the real Kelly Raspberry.
He's seen a TV theme show song! No, he's seen the real Kelly. He's seen one side of me. He just hasn't seen the ugly.
Okay, he hasn't seen the complete.
Well, that's how you know it's love at that point.
If he sticks around after that.
Has he seen you without makeup?
Oh, yeah.
See, there you go. You're fine. Everything's good.
But yesterday I was wearing these ridiculous I Love Lucy eyelashes. Yeah. I mean, like really big
long.
For the TV Dish Nation. And he said, I really like those. So I'm like, now I've got mixed messages. Yeah. Do you like me with all the stuff or without
it? I say they hate that kind of stuff.
They do
until,
like it.
Every once in a while, we like it. Yeah. You know, we dig it.
Yeah, we don't want you to have like spider legs all day long every day, but sometimes it's
mix
fine.
It up a little.
Yeah,
I guess
mix it up.
Keep them interested.
You're doing it right,
Kelly.
Something
to look at.
Kelly, those lashes. Lashes do it.
Jenna, you said that we all do something that is making us stupid.
You know, when you're on the computer, how many times are you guys laying in bed or on the couch at night and you're watching your favorite television show and you have your laptop or your mobile device in your hand and you're reading articles online as you're catching up with your favorite television show? Does that happen to you guys?
Pretty much every night.
Yeah.
Because that's what I was doing when I read this headline. Using your iPhone in front of the TV is making us all dumber.
Because
of course, I start reading the article as I'm watching TV. And, you know, I thought this was just bad for your vision because I'll lay in bed at night with my phone to look at Instagram. I have my computer out prepping for work, and I'll have my favorite television show on.
And you can't see.
Too many devices and my eyes start hurting, and so I knew this was bad for your vision, but I had no idea. This is for real, so pay attention to this because it might make you change your behavior at night, something all of us probably do.
They have said in the past that if you're trying to go to sleep, the worst thing you could do is do that. Be on your phone, on your computer, because your brain doesn't shut down properly.
It's the light, really. It's that blue light on your phone. Yes, you're really not supposed to use your phone and laptop in your bedroom when you're trying to go to sleep. We all know that, and that's more vision-based than sleep-based. But this has something to do with your IQ.
With the brain.
And this is why we're getting dumber. Yeah, scientists just partnered up with this group called Hey Human, you know, just talking about human interaction, things like that. And they say that using your iPhone in front of the TV is so bad for your brain because it starts making you store information in the wrong spot of your brain because it's creating this ADD. And you may think, I'm being so productive and learning so much. I'm watching a show.
Right.
I'm getting information online. But they say that what really scientifically is happening is that unlike when you're learning an instrument and your sole focus is on the instrument, or you're reading a book and all your attention is devoted to the book, when we're doing things and toggling back and forth with all this influx of information, your brain has retrained itself to start storing this information in the incorrect spot in your brain and so you don't retain it.
Kelly Raspberry, this is why your brain sucks lately.
Why?
Because you probably do this at home and you keep saying...
You don't sit on your phone at home and watch TV.
No.
You don't do that.
No.
Okay, well, Kelly.
Almost, Jason. You close, though, buddy.
I'm trying to help you with your memory loss problem because you've been having memory problems.
But I do agree with what Jenna's saying because remember about 6 months ago, I went to a parenting seminar.
Mm-hmm.
Remember? And they said that these 2 and 3 year olds who are given iPads, it's bad.
Yeah.
Don't do that because it is causing their brains not to form the way naturally it's intended.
Yes.
So stuff is getting stored in the wrong place. And you think, oh, my child's a genius because they look at them on the laptop and on the mouse and they're navigating these things and they're so brilliant. But what happens when they get in second and third grade, it backfires on them.
Yeah.
And that's what teachers are seeing is like these kids aren't grasping.
You can't recall information because it's being stored
stuff.
In the wrong.
Yeah.
It's teaching your brain to be disorganized. And
right.
you
yep.
think you're like, oh, wow, I can, you know, I can function, multifunction. And they equate it to a drug addiction because they say doing this stimulates your brain so much that it's releasing more dopamine, which is the same chemical associated with drug users. And so your brain's releasing all this and you're like, this is
releasing
great. I'm
dopamine.
All over the place. I'm all over the place. I'm reading and learning and that no one remembers anything. You know, a week later from the television show.
Used to be when you had to go to the, when we were kids, I know children, you're not going to know what I'm talking about, but we used to have things called encyclopedias.
Right.
And we used to go to the library unless your family could afford a set of encyclopedias. They're very expensive and they were books and everything was alphabetized.
Right now. Mm-hmm.
Right? And so you had to go to the library and look on these little index cards. You had to go search for things and look for it and go through. And that's how you retain stuff.
Yeah.
Now it's instant serve, instant gratification.
You got Google.
We don't have to remember anything.
Did you ever do this, Kelly? Because we all didn't grow up with much money, but I was able to afford to buy one encyclopedia, so I bought the M.
Yeah.
And all my reports that year were about something M.
Seriously.
You
bought about a letter.
Dude, did you know how expensive all of them were?
No, I just knew my mom.
Hundreds of dollars.
Set. You know, I remember the encyclopedia sales guys coming to the house and selling them to us. But
did you have a set?
Yeah,
we had a set.
World Book. You had Encyclopedia Britannica or something like that. We had the do-it-yourself books.
I think we had the Britannica set.
Yeah, that's been proven. It's almost like the harder something is for you to learn, or the more effort you have to put in to find the answer to a question, the more likely you are to remember it because you're focused on that. But when things are so easily Googleable and you're distracted, it goes to a different part of the brain. They said it goes to the part of the brain that has movement memory, so it's more physical. So it has nothing to do with the real memory.
Whoa.
So point is, read a book at night. Or watch a television show and watch the television show. Or be on your phone and be on your phone. Don't try and do multiple things at once because it's making you dumber.
Multitasking makes you dumber.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah.
Or at least electronic multitasking.
Concentrate on what you're doing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like a horrible parent because I let my kids play with the phone and the iPad.
I know, seriously, I've done it too. But who knew? This research is now coming out that it's affecting the kids later on in their ability to retain knowledge and learn.
The iPad can be good, but as long as they're playing a game,
to learn
that they're learning and they're focused on the game and not able to toggle into Facebook. Oh, I'm gonna go check Facebook now.
My son watches the videos of those people playing with toys.
With a creepy voice like this.
Oh my gosh!
We're putting together a Cinderella dress. It's pink.
Those people make millions of dollars.
Look how beautiful this doll is.
But that's the only thing he does when he's going poo-poo, so he's got to watch him.
He does that when he's... Oh, okay.
Why can't he just focus on going to the bathroom?
He can. Yeah.
He'll learn.
He's got to watch Creepy Voice Guy help. It's soothing.
He'll learn. When he
just lets it out.
When he gets older, he'll learn. You got to focus on one thing, especially on that time.
There's nothing worse than when you see your little boy, your 3-year-old son in the bathroom, and you hear some
creepy guy's voice like this talking to him. And now we're going to look at Ariel.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're 15 minutes away from playing the first round of Beat the Bank. Your shot at winning up to $1,000. Again, we play twice a day. So if you don't get in 15 minutes, We'll do it again an hour from then.
We gave away over $1,400 yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, we did. And we actually got a cool email from from a listener who witnessed a good deed done by one of our winners yesterday. We'll talk about that. But let's get into One Direction. The biggest contest we've had so far this year, entry-wise. Man.
How many? You have any idea?
Man, I don't know how many out, but...
I mean, we had more finalists than anything I've ever seen in my life. Wow.
If you want to watch the finalists, we have the top 10 finalists up at KidNation.com. And we had to narrow those 10 down to 3, down to 1.
Only one can actually win the big prize.
We wish we could send everybody, because all the videos were truly, really funny.
That's a lot
and
of good, funny ones, yeah. A lot of people were really creative.
So we narrowed it down to the final 3. Now, what you were supposed to do is make a video in a British accent and entertain us.
That's it.
Yeah, so we left it pretty open. We didn't say you had to make it 15 seconds. We didn't say you had to make it 2 minutes. It was up to you. Just entertain us. Personally, I enjoyed the Instagrams better.
Some people dressed up like One Direction. Of course, they had the British accents. I had the wigs.
Now,
all kinds of stuff. Mustaches.
The winner of this will get to fly to New York, watch One Direction live in concert.
Yeah.
So it's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
Our second runner-up.
Oh, that hurts. I don't even know if I made it to second runner-up.
Would you want to know?
It's painful.
Because that means you know you didn't win.
Yeah, so close and yet.
So far.
Yeah.
Our second runner-up had a nice joke for us.
All right, let's hear a clip.
It was Alisa.
Hey, Zane, I've got a joke for you.
What?
Why was the melon so sad?
Ugh, why?
Because he can't low.
I'm leaving the band.
And we danced all night to the best joke ever.
A little nod to JC.
She sent out I appreciate you using the best joke ever song. And according to Alisa, that's why he left the band.
Okay.
I can hear her crying.
Oh, I'm sorry, Alisa.
That hurts.
Sorry, Alisa.
Okay, so we're going to hang up on her.
So close.
Now, but you do have the fact that you were second runner-up.
Yeah. Our first runner-up,
this is even worse.
Who may attend the concert.
Yeah, I'd rather be third than second.
If our champion cannot go to the show, our first runner-up will take
reason.
Over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, so you
we'll take over
a
the
substitute?
Duties.
Okay.
Yeah. It goes to probably one of the best boyfriends out there, Zach.
I don't kiss and tell, but I do shag and brag, baby. And on a hot Saturday evening, all I need is a crop top and One Direction.
He sits on the bed of a truck.
Watch these videos on KidTV.
He's got a white 1D t-shirt on and then some
Why
water sports on him.
That's for his girlfriend.
Because that's what it said on the description. If you read the description.
He might.
He was lying. I think it was for him.
It might have been for him.
Yeah.
You never know. But you gotta say it's for your girlfriend.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I think it's a very nice deed that he did. And if you are a 1D fan and you're a guy, it's okay. And now.
Yes.
We got to get to the champion.
Moment we've all been waiting for.
The votes were tallied around the office. Feverishly, and we will now crown you as the winner, Casey Regan.
Hello?
Casey?
Hi, Casey.
Is it?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
All right.
14, perfect age.
Casey Regan, is it Regan or Reagan?
Reagan.
Congratulations, Casey Reagan. You had a little help. I'm guessing that was your little sister in the video with you?
Yes, yes.
That's awesome. What's her name?
Rachel.
Casey and Rachel, you had a very entertaining video. We thoroughly enjoyed it.
Let's watch it on the radio.
Thank you so much.
Hold on. Yeah, let's listen to Casey's video real quick.
It would be absolutely fabulous.
Fabulous.
If I could go see such an extraordinary band.
Extraordinary.
I mean, they're brilliant.
Brilliant.
And the music is phenomenal.
Phenomenal.
It would just be amazing.
Amazing.
My daughter really loved your video, Casey.
Is that your bedroom decorated with all the One Direction posters and stuff?
Yes, that's my room.
Oh, wow. That is that's a lot of Harry Styles.
That's a museum.
Niall,
that's not a room. That's a 1D
Leo.
Museum.
You stick another British band on those posters. That was my room in 1984.
And that band was?
Duran Duran.
Duran Duran.
Have you ever been to New York City?
No.
You have not? Whoa.
Have you ever been on an airplane?
No.
So here's the fun part. We're going to fly you and a guest to New York City on Southwest Airlines. You're going to stay at the Roosevelt Hotel in Manhattan. That's where we stayed just a couple weeks ago.
Yep.
It's right. It's like three blocks from Times Square. You're going to be in the heart of everything. And then you're going to go to this big stadium for the big One Direction show. Anything could happen, Casey. Anything.
Anything.
Oh, my God.
And you got an opening. I mean, maybe they'll just look down in the audience and say, hey, you, get up here. Sing Zane's part. You just don't know.
Yeah. How you feeling, Casey?
I'm, like, freaking out. I can't believe it.
You know, we have Columbia Records to thank for making this trip possible, Casey. So you need to say shout out to Columbia Records.
Shout out to Columbia Records.
Well, that's right.
In fact, Casey.
Speaking of.
Yeah, we have Lee Leipzner. Who's VP over at Columbia Records, if you would like to say thank you to him real quick. He's on the phone right now. Hey, Lee.
Hey, guys.
What's up, man?
Casey would like to say
something to you.
Casey wants to say something to you, Lee. Go ahead, Casey.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. This is, like, crazy. I can't even believe this.
Casey, Lee actually...
Casey, I only want you to thank me in your British accent, please.
Oh, please do it.
Okay, thank you so much.
Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. Lee, he's got all these rules.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Hey, of course.
Now, Lee actually hangs out with the guys all the time, Casey. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Lee's the reason I got to meet Harry and Niall backstage.
All of us
My daughter, yes.
Lee, how many times do you think you've touched Harry's hand?
Harry's hand?
No, his hair, Jason.
Yeah, his hair.
I haven't brushed it in a while, Casey, but probably this summer we'll start up again, sure.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Of course.
Lee, is there anything else you would like to say to Casey?
Yes, I would. Casey, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Have you ever met One Direction before? Have you ever met them? Have you seen them, like, outside the hotel? Have you gotten any of their autographs?
No, never.
Hmm.
Well, we're going to change that for you because you're going to go backstage and meet all four of them.
What? What?
It cuts out so high.
The cell phone connection.
My dog is howling right now.
Casey? Are you there?
Are you there, Casey?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, my God, Casey. What are you going to wear?
I'm going to New York.
You're going to New York? You're going to meet
them. You're
going to
meet them.
And probably marry one of them.
You just never know.
Well, hopefully.
It all depends on the outfit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't know what to say.
Are you going to be able to go to school today, Casey?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Have you ever thought about what the first thing you would say to one of them is? Like who's your favorite?
Niall's my favorite.
What would you say to Niall?
Because
you're going to get to. So what are you going to say?
I would say I love him so much and thank him for everything that he's let me get through, with everything.
Yeah,
that's nice.
That's been a lot of drama
for you. I said that when I first met him.
Yeah. I think you should give him one of those hugs where he's not sure if you're ever going to let go.
Yeah, they love that.
Lee did the same thing.
That's what Kelly's daughter did with Niall when she met him. She would not let go of Niall.
Oh, my God. I've never seen him and Kelly do anything like that. Were you there? Jenna was there.
I got all the
photos. We were all there.
She grabbed onto him, screamed, and would not let go. He finally bent down and said, are you okay? I've never seen anything like that.
That's gonna be you, Casey. You're going to New York City. You're going to meet One Direction. You're staying at the Roosevelt Hotel. It's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Thank you, Columbia Records.
Thank you, Lee Leipzner, for making that happen.
Of course.
Now, Casey, hold on for us. We'll get you all set up with your One Direction meet and greet and concert tickets and all that, okay?
You better get a good picture for Instagram.
Okay, thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Oh, no problem, Casey.
Lee,
have fun.
Lee, we're going to let you go, too, now.
No, we're not.
No.
Oh, no, we're not. Because here's a fun fact about Lee Leipzner.
Uh-huh.
Small world.
It is a small world.
Vice president of Columbia Records.
Yeah, he's a record label honcho.
Yeah.
Brings us all the best bands in the world and also happens to be best friends with Kelly's boyfriend.
Yeah, he's weird.
And I hit on Lee Leipzner for 15 years.
Yeah, what was that?
Unrequited love, and now I've moved on to his best friend since kindergarten.
But you know what? If you and Lee had hooked up back in the day, you would be off limits right now.
That's right.
Yeah.
Tinder wolf.
That's right.
Because, yeah.
So maybe Lee could look into the future.
Yeah,
that's why he didn't hit back on you.
Well, no, she would actually be going backstage with KC to be One Direction.
So, Lee, is we're calling him Bill now on the show.
Yeah, formerly known as Tinder Wolf.
So you're off the so now you graduated to Bill. It's not the Tinder Wolf anymore?
Yeah, it's Bill.
Billy, for those of us who know him a little bit better.
Yes, he's always was Billy to us growing up, and now he's Bill.
Is he a good guy? Are we okay with having him date our little Kelly Raspberry?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's a great guy. Hmm. Are you kidding me?
Have you ever seen him like this?
I don't
want
to reveal too much because Kelly will actually kill me after the show.
She will.
She will, but I will tell you, she called me and she had asked me, is this guy a good guy? And I said, you're in great hands. And did I tell you that, Kelly?
Yeah, you did. And he's got great hands.
He was a little nervous and just, you know, kind of scoping it out. And, you know, I said, you just got to go in there, you know, headstrong and just, you know, feel it out for yourself and get it, you know, sit down with him. And she called me and said it went really well. And then next thing I know, Timberwolf is on the radio.
Who do you think is more excited about this new relationship, Bill or Kelly?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't really done who I think is excited. I think they're both excited. I mean, you know, I've spoken to both. And, you know, there's a lot of L word rolling around. That means like, Kelly, like.
Yeah, that's fine. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
The L word.
Hey,
yeah, I think they're both equally happy. And I think they both share and I think they're both very excited and sharing this great joy of finding each other.
Lee told me that he was quite the ladies' man. He said, there's one thing you have to know about Billy. Never had a problem with the ladies.
Of course not. Have you seen him? He's gorgeous.
Wow. Oh, man.
Now, Lee, have you guys started planning the bachelor party?
Oh, stop it.
Al, One Direction's playing it. What are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. That's the best part. Lee could hook up a great musical guest at the wedding. Lee, we do. That does bring us to something. We have an office pool going on right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Since Kelly and Bill seem to be moving at the speed of light with their relationship, celebrating weekly anniversaries. And we have this posted in the back room, and I think you'd like to be a part of it. It's the engagement pool. We have all placed bets. It's just $20. We've all placed bets in the office on when they are going to get engaged. JC right now has the earliest date, and he has August is when the proposal is going to take place.
You're going to narrow that down to like a window.
Okay, he'll narrow the dates down. You know, Al has September. Uh-huh. I have the holiday break this year. So would you like to maybe throw down $20 and
get in on the pool?
Pick a date?
Yeah, I'm count me in. The over-under is what? You said by Christmas?
Well, no. It doesn't have to be.
No,
you can just pick a date.
I have Christmas holiday. Shannon has February of 2016. So, you know, beginning of next year. No, so that's actually the last one on the list is February of 2016. So
yeah,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, what are y'all doing the over-under? Is it like a week, 2 weeks? How does that work?
I'd say 2 days either way.
Okay, we'll take that.
I'd say two days either way.
So you want me to throw it out now?
Sure.
Yeah, go ahead. This is Lee Leipzer. He's Timberwolf's best friend. He's getting in the pool.
I keep thinking of hungry like the Timberwolf. I mean, I don't get it. It's just, I can't. I would say, by the holiday. It's going down.
By the holiday.
So let's pick a date.
Tim and I are going to have to separate since I'm at the holiday, too.
Well, there's so many holidays. You got 4th of July.
No.
Labor Day.
He means by
Halloween.
Like Christmas.
That's you mean by Christmas?
Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving, yeah.
So let's say December 1st.
Day in there.
December 1st, Lee?
What's that?
December 1st?
Yeah, I would say that, Al. By the way, there's no inside trading. I don't have any tips.
No.
I don't know any inside information.
Okay.
But that's just my... That's my gut.
Okay, we're putting you December 1st, and it's good 2 days before, 2 days after. So you got 5 days there. Okay, sounds good.
I'm winning this pool. I'm taking the pool. And by the way, Kelly, if this all goes down, maybe we'll get your friends Duran Duran to get back, come out and play the wedding. Let's go.
What?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
What am I going to wear?
Wedding dress.
Well, Lee Leipzer, thank you.
John Taylor's going to kill me after hearing this. Uh-huh.
I'm sure he would love to come out.
Yeah, their dream is to play my wedding.
Yeah,
that'd be so cool.
Well, Lee Leipzer, thank you so much for hooking up Casey with the backstage pass to One Direction in New York, man. That means a lot to us.
Duran Duran's playing my wedding.
And thanks for hooking up Kelly with a Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Gosh.
Hey, I hope you guys continue your like of each other, okay?
Thank you, Lee.
Oh, that deep like they have for each other.
They're,
I see what he's doing. Okay.
Their couple name is Raz Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, what is it called?
Raz Billy.
Raz Billy.
I don't know how I feel about that.
Kelly, you really tamed the wolf.
Yeah, she did. She did. All right, Lee. We'll talk to you soon, my man. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye, Lee. Lee Leipzer from Columbia Records right there.
Yep.
I think Bill had a few words with him. Keep your mouth shut. He didn't reveal anything, did he?
No.
No, you're safe, Kelly.
I just can't believe we're sitting here, and it's pretty obvious that if they continue on the path they're on, Kelly is going to be engaged before the end of 2015. That is crazy.
Oh, Kelly's going to be engaged September 12th. I got this.
I told you. August.
Okay, fine. We can argue about the date. But the point is, Kelly's going to be engaged.
Maybe. I don't know. We don't know what life's going to do. But isn't that funny, though, how things can change like that?
I'm so excited.
When you're so down or something, you know, just like things can change.
Kelly, I feel it. for me too. I feel
good
it.
For you, yeah. Jenna. Look at Jenna getting optimistic.
You can do it, Jenna. You're next.
I feel like it's just gonna happen.
Yeah, you're next, Jenna.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We're 40 minutes away from Kelly's Showbiz Top 5. What celebrity are you going to be talking about today, Kelly?
Which one am I not talking about?
Wow. Nice teeth.
Yeah. That should be Showbiz Top 100. So much stuff going on today.
I do have some interesting information, though, honestly.
Like?
About Jessica Simpson.
Really?
Really? That
yeah,
billionaire?
Like maybe somebody's trying to stage an intervention?
No.
Oh.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, I've seen some recent interviews with her where she seemed to be having a really good time.
Okay.
But anyway, it's just, you know, it's all...
I'm a billionaire. I'd be having a good time, too.
Yeah, it's right? Hearsay. We've been hearing stuff.
What?
We've been hearing stuff.
Beat the bank.
We were looking for caller number 17 to play Beat the Bank.
Beat the bank.
My boy Big Al Mac with the backups right there.
Yep.
I don't know how we could do this contest without you, Al.
Tawanda Hatton won $710 yesterday. So did Christine Kurtz. She actually won $700. Over $1,400 given away yesterday. How much will we give away today? Let's find out.
If you didn't get through, don't worry about it. We're doing it again in an hour.
Yeah. See, that's the good news. We do it twice a day.
Yep.
How we
More
do?
Chances to win some money with us. Cindy Boggs, how you doing this morning?
I'm great. How are you guys?
So good.
What's up, Cindy?
What are you doing today?
I am just taking the kids to school.
Oh, really? How old are your kids?
I have got a 13-year-old that I just dropped off, and I've got a 5-year-old and a 10-year-old.
Wow. Are they in the car right now?
No, they're not in the car right now.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to go pick up my 5-year-old, though.
Hello, children, if you're listening.
Well, no, they're not listening. They're never listening.
Dang it, Cindy, you got to get them to listen early. Okay, Cindy, do you know the rules to Beat the Bank by chance?
I know the rules, but I know you're going to tell me anyway.
Yeah. That's right. People tend to forget in the heat of the moment.
Hey, you never know. We want to make sure you know because we don't want you to get something wrong.
No, Cindy, we don't want you to
Yeah, you come back and
right.
say, but I forgot that part.
Right. Now, every Beat the Bank is different, so if you've been studying the past ones, it's not going to help you at all. We're going to throw out some money at you. Once you hear the right amount, you know, if you think it's about to close and you think that's the highest it's going to go, you yell stop.
It's really a gut thing.
Okay.
Gut instinct.
It is.
You have to yell stop, Cindy.
Practice. Cindy, say stop.
What do you yell?
Stop.
There you go.
Pretty good.
I like that.
Stop.
All right.
Cindy,
Do you have a number in mind?
I do, and it's really high, so.
All right, then,
I like Cindy.
She's a gambler. She's a gambler.
Yeah, I feel lucky.
You got to feel it out, too. There's a timing going on in there. All right, Cindy, let's play. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$390.
Whoa. Hey, now. Okay. Okay, banker.
Right out of the gate.
This guy over here.
$460.
Damn, man. Is that a sign?
I don't know if it's a sign.
500.
Oh, we're just giving out cash today, aren't we?
You can make it rain with that.
510. $540.
Oh, you're slowing it down. I see what you're doing, baby.
What was that? Did you say stop?
No.
Oh, okay.
She said,
550.
Banker, with your high amounts from the get-go.
I was like, did she say something?
Oh, Cindy, I am so sorry.
Cindy,
what was the number you had in mind that was so high?
No, I was
going to
say stop at the next one.
Oh, the next one. So you're like looking for about 600-ish.
Your gut was a little off this morning.
Cindy. Al, give her some bonus points.
Yeah, hang on just a second, Cindy.
Yeah, let's see if we got some bonus points in the bank here.
Cindy, sit down. Are you sitting down? You're in your car, right?
I am.
All right. I'm going to brighten your day. 4,000 bonus points.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
a lot of bonus points.
4,000 bonus points for you. What are you going to do with all those points?
What are 4,000 bonus points?
We'll tell you. Hold on. We'll tell you.
So many things.
It's just a joy of having them.
Do you have the Kid Craddock in the Morning catalog?
No.
Okay. We'll get you
the Kickback in the Morning catalog and see how you can redeem those points.
We have markers.
Oh, my God.
So many things.
We have some of Al's hat.
Cindy,
I got a half-eaten banana.
Sorry you didn't win cash, but man, look at all those points.
Just in, Al.
I get 4,000 bonus points?
Yes, you do.
That's awesome.
Thank you.
We got a new shipment in of Chinese handcuffs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Nice. Well, we'll save up. You got to save up for those.
Yeah, I don't think she has enough points for those.
Those are $10,000 yeah, points. Yeah. You got to win those.
All right, Cindy.
Oh, man, Cindy, I am so sorry. The vault closed
That's
on
all
you.
All right.
We love you, though.
That's okay.
We love you. Thank you for playing, okay?
Thank you, guys.
We will play again in 40 minutes. Thank you. Thank you.
You rock.
Hopefully, the next time we play this morning, we'll have better outcome.
We told you. It's unpredictable.
Yep.
Every time. It could be a short clip. It could be a long clip. It could be a lot of money. It could be not enough money for you.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Cindy Boggs just played Beat the Bank.
Yeah.
Boy, did she stay in there a little too long.
She gave it a try, man. She's a gambler.
It went up to $550, and then the vault just said, hey, I'm closing, and closed down on her. She won nothing.
I'd like to hang out with her. She likes to take chances, though.
I know. I like her. She was good energy. Kelly Showbiz Top 5 is coming up in about 20 minutes, by the way. She's got a breaking story about Jessica Simpson.
Yeah, it's sort of shocking. Of course, this is all rumors and hearsay. That's why it's called, gossip.
Yeah,
exactly.
Very interesting stuff to consider.
But it's floating out there.
It's out there.
So you got to talk about it, Kelly.
It's floating around, and I pulled it down, and I'm going to tell you what it is.
Yeah. All right, then. Now, earlier on, we gave a trip away to New York City so that Casey could check out One Direction.
Yes.
And then Lee Leipzner from Columbia Records called in and said, hey, I'm going to hook you up with a meet and greet as well.
Ooh.
Which is, and we got a 2-for-1 from Lee because Lee is not only working with Columbia Records, he happens to be Kelly Raspberry's boyfriend's best friend.
Such good friends, in fact, that Lee was the best man in Bill's wedding many years ago. And was joking that, they have that in common. It's great. Him and Kelly seem to be on the same life page.
I know he's divorced.
Yeah. They've talked about
but
this.
But Lee gave the best man speech at the wedding.
And it was very awkward from what I heard.
It was awkward because it was one of those, you take some risk
like
and bust him because they've known each other for so long. I'm like, man, you got to save some of that stuff for the next best man speech coming up.
We should give him a chance to redo it if he wants.
Yeah.
On the radio. Now, I was walking back in the hallway, and I was talking to Elena, who we actually found on Twitter,
mm-hmm.
or Kelly found her on Twitter because she takes great.
Elena actually found me on Twitter.
Oh, Jenna did.
No, I found her.
Yeah, this is the thing, and I was actually going to bring this up and say thank you, because I was trying to go through photos on Instagram the other day that people have tagged of me, like bad ones, to get rid of them, because there's just some ugly photos
out there.
So I was kind of going through. I got all the way back to the beginning of Instagram, and no joke, I have to thank Elena. She posted me as a Woman Crush Wednesday, and I think never liked the photo, and it was like one of the first times anyone ever done that.
Oh, wow.
So our relationship through social media goes
way back.
So thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Now Elena's working with us. You're answering phones.
I am.
We're having you go out on the streets sometimes. And we actually, since we found you, Jenna found you on social media, we have you checking out the social media for us.
Yeah, absolutely. Always on the Twitter and the Instagram.
So people blew up the whole Bill story with Lee?
Well, first we've got at Casey Reagan says, thank you so much, Kid Nation and Columbia Records. I can't believe I won. So she's super excited.
Yay. Good for her.
Yeah. And then we've got at Eric Fathery. So I have a confession. I've listened to hashtag Kid Nation for years. However, never looked them up to put faces to the voice until this morning.
Yeah.
Well,
That's it.
So
you can't leave us hanging.
I know. Tweet us back. Tell us what you think.
He couldn't fit it all in one.
Maybe not. Maybe she can't say something nice.
But you don't
tweet anything at all.
Yeah.
You get the ones that I never knew what you looked like, so I went to your Facebook page.
And
all right. Sometimes I'm good with that.
Unimpressed. Yeah.
I'll take the good or the bad.
Nothing's worse than the I know who you are in person.
Right.
From your voice, and you're like, and you into it or not?
Yeah.
And then we've got at Megan Lynn 314. Kid Nation, hashtag Razbilly. I love it. Kelly Raspberry and Bill are all kinds of adorable. So happy for Kelly. Hashtag I want in the pool.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you can get it. We're going to post the pool up at kidnation.com if you want to take part.
Don't take my date because I'm the winner.
Yeah. You can't take Al's date.
No.
He's the only one that's picked an actual date.
Yeah.
You and Lee.
I got this.
Well, I kind of kept snooping around. We get a lot of tweets, a lot of Instagrams, get some stuff posted on Kid Nation. And I saw something that caught my eye. It was I read the first sentence and I was like, all right, we need to chat about this.
Okay. About what?
So we got a letter on Kid Nation and it says.
Hold on. We gotta set the mood, guys.
Yeah, can we set the mood, guys?
Is it dramatic?
It's dramatic.
It's dramatic. Oh,
good.
Yeah.
All right.
Kelly.
Oh.
I met a guy named Bill on Tinder last November.
Mm-mm. Oh.
He seemed amazing. Uh-oh. On our first date, we went to a fancy steakhouse, and to my surprise, he even looked better in person.
Wait, our first lunch date was at a steakhouse.
Kelly, this could happen, though. You know, you're going to talk about your new boyfriend. Yeah. There was a past.
Wolf was one a player.
Meat-eating Bill out there.
Yeah.
He had a great job. He was funny, a family man, and he wasn't cheap. We had a great connection. He even invited me to his company Christmas party where I met his boss and all of his coworkers.
Do we need to call Bill?
Things were going great. We talked all the time. Then, after the Christmas party, nothing.
That's like 8 weeks.
Never heard from him again.
That's like 8 weeks.
He wouldn't answer my calls, my texts. He just completely shut me off.
You homewrecker, Kelly.
What?
Wait.
I don't know what to do. I'm just eating.
I don't know.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Yeah. Jenna's eating because she's so nervous right now.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Oh, no.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
She continues, I've been following your Tinder wolf relationship since the beginning. And the way you described him sounded a lot like the Bill I met last year.
Oh, yeah. No.
This
oh
is not
boy.
Good.
Then,
oh
you revealed Tinder Wolf's real name.
Oh,
God, yes. What was the real name, Elena?
When you said Bill, my heart sank.
No.
Oh, boy. Oh
so, Jenna then said, and you have a son, right, Bill? I almost had to pull over. My heart was racing so much.
Oh, my God.
The Bill I had met also had a son.
I'm going to sit down.
So,
might get deep.
I rushed into work. I started Googling, and I found a picture of you and Tinderwolf.
And?
After looking at the picture,
mm-hmm.
your Bill is not my Bill.
Oh! You are not the Bill.
I still don't know what happened to my Bill. I'm just going to continue thinking that he died. It's really the only explanation.
Oh, I'm sorry for him.
Oh, man. I seriously thought you ruined a relationship.
Been ruined.
No.
Give me some explaining.
No.
Oh my God,
she
I can't
ruined
even
it.
Talk.
She won.
Hold on. Check your phone, Kelly. Did he text you during
it's
that letter?
Not the same Bill.
Not
I know,
the same Bill.
But if I had been riding in the car listening to this and I'm Bill, I would be like, oh,
baby,
like,
yeah, it was not me.
I'd be thinking back to who I took to the Christmas party.
Honestly, too bad if it was. I mean,
yeah.
Things happen.
All fair in love and war.
Sometimes you got to pull the swoop, Kelly.
That happens to all of us.
Well, that wouldn't have been me because I didn't meet him after his Christmas party. Well,
but
I
you did meet him after
I
his Christmas
did.
Party.
Right after
Christmas.
Yes. After it was in February.
Your 8 week anniversary is coming up this Monday.
Wow, that was a little too close.
Close to home,
and
huh?
And you're wondering, how do we know when their 8 week anniversary is? Is because Kelly reminds us every week,
so
and it's in the calendar back
Monday.
There.
It's going to be this Monday. That's right.
Yeah.
Also, your birthday.
Also, my birthday. What a wonderful!
It's a big day
celebration.
I get you a birthday present,
Elena.
I know.
Did your heart sink when you saw that on?
You shouldn't do that to me.
I'm sorry.
I didn't know
I'm
where
sorry.
That was going.
It was.
I'm hot.
It's just too good.
I didn't know Ooh. Where that was going.
She keeps us going until the very end.
Man.
Now, what does the girl look like?
I'm sorry for her.
We don't know. Her name is Iris, though. So,
Iris?
Iris, we are sorry about your Bill.
But thankfully, it's not mine.
I want to help her find the Bill.
Well, Bill doesn't want to be found, apparently.
No. He left her hanging. Sorry, homegirl.
What do you guys do? That?
Guys are the worst.
Don't men sometimes, when things are so great, they panic and shut down?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't know anything about that.
Yeah. So it's not
calm
maybe
down over there.
Sorry, Jenna.
You as a woman
everything
do.
Is great.
Yeah.
Bye.
You
Bye,
as a woman
go.
Are doing everything right, and things are so great, but the man freaks out and's like, uh-huh. oh, I'm not ready to settle down. Bye.
I'll admit it.
We like the chase. We love the chase.
Yeah.
We love the chase. But then after we... Catch the chase? What the chase? E?
It's a different thing. We're like, talking Ooh. About.
No, this yeah. It's when it's going.
Yeah,
I did this with my wife.
Well, You're I'm just saying.
Sometimes, and that doesn't make sense. Sometimes they self sabotage.
Yeah,
right.
You might not be ready.
We
that
get
might
it.
Be why,
then we're
but,
like, oh. Yeah.
I'll admit it. I have been sitting in my apartment when I was dating my wife, and things were going great, and I shouldn't be complaining about anything. And I would tell myself, I'm like, it's just too perfect. Like
I don't I know if I
like what.
See, and that's what I was doing yesterday.
And then I would, and then without meaning to, I would start going out, and I would stay out late with my friends, and like, and I knew I was doing it.
Why am I doing this?
Yeah, and I would
self-sabotage.
And then she would get mad at me because I would party more with my friends than with her.
Yeah, and then we hold on tighter, and then you're more annoyed.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
and every morning I'd be like, why would I do that? Like, why would I go party with? What's the point?
Yeah,
because you realize you're getting ready to give up. A lot of freedom for this one person. So some men cut and run.
And then you get engaged. When you get engaged is usually when the guy freaks out the most.
At least. Oh, but that's like the euphoric stage for
the girl.
Girl.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've been chosen. The biggest moment for a girl is the day after the engagement when you're driving your car for the first time. And your hand, I'm serious. Every girl that's been engaged will agree with me. Your hand is on the steering wheel, and you look down, and you see that ring on your hand on your steering wheel. And it's like, it's real.
You have the window down. The sun's hitting it just right, so it's
just
sparkling.
Something about it, that hand on the steering wheel moment with your ring
on. Gosh, I don't even need that. I just like a bathroom drawer. I'm thrilled just to get a little spot for my stuff.
Meanwhile, the guy's on the phone. He's like,
"Al,
yeah, man.
I don't know what I did.
Oh, dog. Did you do it?
I proposed.
Oh, dog.
Don't tell me it's really like that. Yeah.
Another soldier has fallen.
I don't know what to do, man.
Oh, man. Me and the fellas are going to go out and have a drink for you tonight, dog.
Can I come?
No, you can't come, man.
Can I come?
No. No.
Oh, man.
No, dog.
Do I call it off, Al?
That is not true.
No. You have to call it off, but I'll start the pool on how long it's going to last.
There are men who are excited about getting engaged.
I'm going to be in the closet for the next 3 weeks.
Mm.
I hope your wife's listening. I hope she's listening. You're gonna
so basically, it's not that I have bad, nothing to look forward to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Just checking.
Yeah.
Hey, look at me, Elena. A little bit older than you. Look how great things are going for me.
Like Chris Rock said,
everything I want in my personal life.
You're my inspiration.
Guys don't get engaged. Guys surrender. And that's
do we ever look at it like, damn, I'm lucky. I
want
to be with her.
We tell you
we
that.
We do.
Like, yeah. If nothing else, it should be, you might not be ready, but you don't want to lose her.
We tell you right. That, yeah.
We absolutely feel lucky, but there's just something in our brain. Again, us guys, we're stupid.
Yeah.
We like to sabotage ourselves.
One person, the rest of your life is kind of
yeah,
scary.
Men are programmed for that. We have to reprogram.
But I'll tell you this. After you get married, it's great. It really is after I got married.
Just the whole being engaged part sucked for you?
It didn't suck. It just scared me. And then when she got pregnant, it scared me again.
You're like that commercial where they're like, we are never getting married. And then we are never having children. And then it's,
Jenna,
we are not having another kid. We are never moving to the suburbs. And he's like, we're never.
And then
I never want to leave this moment.
Have you seen that commercial, Kelly?
Yes, no. I love it.
That's exactly what it is.
I look at it, I'm like, one day.
I love that commercial so much.
Because it's so true.
I aspire to a 30-second commercial.
There's hope for us, Jenna.
Oh, there is.
I believe.
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
Yeah.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Good.
It's going to happen soon.
Yeah, don't worry about the guys. We're just stupid. We get scared, but we're going to be there. Sometime. Except Al.
You think? I flip-flop, you know. I go, oh, man, this is, yeah, I can see settling down. And then some days I'm like,
mm-hmm. How are you feeling right now?
Huh?
How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling fine. What's coming up? What's coming up in showbiz?
No, hold on. Right now, you have a girlfriend of 2 years.
I feel like it's going great.
She's a doctor.
It's going
doctor
great.
Girlfriend.
Are you feeling married or single?
She was a little concerned last night because last night was an alone night. I just wanted to chill at home.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. And
girls don't like that, Jenna. Come
yeah,
on. You don't.
You
like
know,
that.
After
I do.
I do too.
Not when it's two weeks on end.
I don't. Yeah, I don't like it all the time. But last night I was like, I just want to, you know, she was like, oh, come on.
You kicked her out of the apartment.
I didn't kick her out. She never came over after work. But I guess she was thinking after a day of work, we were going to hang out. Because
yeah.
We do most days. We do, like 9 times out of 10. But
yeah.
Yesterday I was like, I just want to chill on my couch. I was trying to really have a me day. And I did. And it didn't.
Yeah.
My explanation of the me day probably didn't.
I think the communication was the issue.
Yeah.
How'd you tell her? What was your verbiage when you told her? Have a me day.
Let me check my text.
Yeah. Oh, you texted it. Of course. What has Kelly told you?
Huh?
What has Kelly told you? Pick up the dang phone and call her.
Yeah. I mean, I did.
All
I
you
got
to do is make plans for the next day.
Yeah,
and then she knows tonight's off limits.
It wasn't bad. I mean, she was okay with it. She was cool. She's just like, it's just disappointing when she was looking forward to seeing me or us being together.
Uh-huh. She's not mad. She's just disappointed.
Has she texted you this morning?
No. She didn't call me back.
Yeah, of course not.
It'll be all right.
You find out.
It's been 2 years, man.
Yeah, you find out.
It's been two years, man.
So, what, you can just stop
cruise
saying
control.
Good morning?
Well, no, I'm just saying. You know, it's been 2 years. You know, one day, one off day, it's cool, you know.
Oh, I got a tweet from Bill here.
Oh, yeah.
Whoa.
Tinderwolf.
Elena, that freaked me out. I didn't even go to a Christmas party last year. Gulp. still scared. He didn't even go to a Christmas party.
Yeah, he's probably thinking.
He probably thought somebody's lying on him.
Yeah.
He's
like, did I
want to do next Tinder Tuesday, Bill's Tinder fails leading up to Kelly.
Bill's fails.
Can we do that?
Oh, no. Oh,
yeah, see him. I don't know.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I just got a fun email in my inbox.
Read it.
Kids Kid. You remember Afton Roush?
Afton, yeah.
Yes. She said, hi, Kelly. How are you? I've been doing well. She's been having been in and out of the hospital. She's been having some surgeries and stuff recently, but she's doing well now.
Good.
And today is Afton's 13th birthday.
Wow. You're officially a woman.
Officially a teenager.
Teenager, yep.
She said, can you believe it? I'm a teenager. I know your birthday's coming soon, so I wanted to say happy early birthday to you. She's wishing me happy birthday.
Nice. Uh-huh.
And she got a new cell phone today. So happy birthday, Afton.
Yeah, when do I get my kid a phone?
What's the proper age here? What's
because Emma Kelly wrong? Wants a phone. You said your daughter wants a phone. She's only 8.
Kelly gave her something.
One.
Yeah,
she got one. Her dad's not happy with me about that. Wait, do we need to talk about that right now?
I was just asking because I gave my daughter one.
Well, I was I was having some issues with my phone, and I went in, and Bill has told me the guy really did a snow job on me, but he said the only way to fix it was to get the new phone.
Uh-huh.
So I had my old phone.
Upsold.
I got upsold.
I'm sorry.
But it was all I had to do was pay the tax.
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because I was eligible. So I just handed my phone down to my daughter, and her dad hit the roof.
Like, you can call her?
Online, or is it just no service?
I went ahead and gave it. But she only has, like, there's only certain people that are in her. And she's so good about calling. Like, if she's being punished or something, she calls herself on it. So she only has certain people that are programmed into the phone. That's the only people she's allowed to call. She forgets it's there. One day a week, she gets on the phone and plays with it.
Oh, give me
the idea of having the phone.
Give me your number. I want to be in there. I want
to call her.
I'll give it to you.
Didn't she rack up a pretty big bill with a Smurf Village a couple
years
ago?
That was an accident. When we first got an iPad, I didn't know you could turn off. You had to turn on the code. I didn't know. I'm stupid at this stuff. And she bought $99 worth of Smurf berries.
but you need the berries.
With one click. And I changed that.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. That was upsetting.
Yeah.
And we never could figure out how to play that stupid game. It was so hard. We deleted it.
What's Emma Kelly's Instagram account?
She does not have that yet.
No Instagram, no Twitter?
No email address. She just has...
What about Tinder?
No.
Just swiping left.
Taking
sure.
Ring the bag.
Man, I don't know where to get kids' phone anyway. It's so hard.
It's bad.
I know.
You know, but it's just like a hand-me-down toy. She doesn't take it to school. She doesn't take
it.
I know. It sounds horrible. I feel guilty even saying she has it.
Yeah.
Right. Let's say hello to caller number 23, Brittany Brown. Hey, Brittany.
What up, baby?
Doing?
Oh, my. Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
We're shaking.
I am here with my 4-year-old. He's actually excited to help me win some money.
All right. Does your 4-year-old have a phone by chance?
No, he does not. He has a fake one.
What's his name?
His name is Caden. You
want to
say hi?
Yes, sure. Of course. Hi. Is he there? Oh, he's gone.
What up, Caden?
Hi.
My name's Caden.
Hey, Caden.
Oh, what a stud.
I love the chatty little ones.
My name's Caden.
Yeah, he's pretty awesome.
Caden, would you like to be friends with my son, Kaysen?
And I'm strong.
And he's strong.
Okay.
Oh, you are.
Perfect.
I can tell.
Yeah, that's great.
All right, is he going to help you yell stop? You guys both know how the Beat the Bank works.
Yes, we do.
Okay, so we're going to start closing that vault door on you, and we're going to be throwing out all those random numbers. They're going to steadily increase, but we have no idea when that vault door is going to shut. So be paying attention, and you got to yell stop when you hear a number you like. And if you don't yell stop before that door shuts, you're going to get nothing.
Sounds
good. All right, Brittany. Are you much of a gambler?
Well, there are casinos surrounding me, so sometimes.
Right. Okay, I like that.
Okay.
Are you guys pulled over? You're not driving? Everything's good?
Yeah, we're good.
All right. Okay. You ready to play, Brittany?
Yes.
Let's go. Let's play
Beat the Bank.
$180.
It's a good start, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
$240.
That's a nice camera right there.
Stop it.
$260.
Oh, I like where this is going, Brittany.
Mm-hmm.
$320.
So a set of tires.
$350.
Oh, this one's moving great.
$410.
You got it. Let's go.
$500.
Stop. What?
Did you say stop?
Did you say stop?
I was talking to my 4-year-old.
Okay, so no stop?
This is the second time this has happened today.
Can you tell him don't do that instead of stop?
Okay, no stop, right?
No stop.
No stop.
Okay, here we go.
Okay. All right. We'll keep going.
Good. go.
540.
Are you talking to us this time? You're talking to us this time, right?
Okay, you're talking to us this time.
Okay.
I think that was a good call.
What was Caden doing that you had to tell him to stop?
Everything, because that's what a four-year-old does.
Yeah, they do. They do that.
Well, you just got into $540.
$590. Yeah,
$590. Come on. Pay attention, Al.
Al, don't steal money from Brittany.
I am
what are you going to do with that $590, Brittany?
Oh, my gosh. I have no idea. We might take a vacation.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, that could buy you a nice little plane ticket right there. Brittany.
Yeah.
Would you like to hear the rest of the door vault closing to see how much you could have won?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's see how much.
Let's do it.
What if it's the $1,000?
I know. Yeah. We got to find out.
All right, yep.
Let's see what we got for Brittany.
$630.
It's okay. Not too far from $590.
$640.
Still good.
$650.
Now it's slowing down.
$780.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you laugh.
Okay, good. 780 was the highest it went to.
That's okay.
$590 for you, Brittany Brown. Not too bad. Woo-hoo. Not too bad at all. We got a winner.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Thank you, Brittany.
Thank you, Brittany.
Where are you guys off to now?
Thanks, Caden.
I'm dropping my son off at school.
And then what's the rest of your day looking like?
Yeah, what are you
going to
do?
And then I'm going to school. I'm actually 27 years old, back in school. So.
What, do you want to
what
be?
Are you doing?
What do you want to be when you grow up?
I just got accepted into the radiology program yesterday.
So. Oh, yeah.
Congratulations.
Oh,
cool.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I'll need some x-rays.
Radiology. We got a future radio star here.
Right. You can start the study of radio. Good job, that's good.
Yeah. Well, good luck. Good luck with that radio career, Brittany.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Enjoy your $590 with Beat the Bank. We're going to play again tomorrow. Same time. 7:20, 8:20 Central.
Got it.
Two times a day. We want you to win. Speaking of winning, Jenna and I may have won the lottery.
What do you mean?
What?
Good news, Taco Bell lovers.
Oh, yes.
Al.
What happened?
You know how you go out, Al, and you get done at the clubs?
Yeah.
And then what do you want usually around that time? You want to eat.
You're going to eat, yeah.
Taco Bell. Late night munchies.
You, you got the late night. You want to grab some Taco Bell maybe?
Everything's closed. But most places are closed.
And the cab driver never wants to take you through the drive-thru.
Yeah.
Because they're so put out by it. Man, I'll buy you food. Come on. Drive me through.
They got this thing called I Need to Keep Working. And the drive-thru is always busy. Well, guess what Taco Bell's doing?
What?
They're going to roll out a delivery service.
Taco Bell delivery?
Yes. Sometime this year, they're thinking at the end of the year, they're going to start doing Taco Bell delivery.
Really?
So you could just get home from the club, Kelly, call Taco Bell, say you want your Mexican pizza, boom.
Oh, well, that's okay.
You know, I've been waiting on Starbucks to roll this one out as well. And I think the biggest thing they face, food companies like this, that they say is their biggest challenge, since it's so different than pizza, is the ability to keep that food hot.
Right.
So they're gonna start testing it out in small radiuses, you know, because it's like you can't have delivery across town with food that doesn't stay hot very easily. And you know that kind of food's only good hot.
Yeah.
Like right when you get it. Like I usually eat it as I'm pulling out, you know?
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for Taco Bell to come out with the green taco shell, the salsa verde, because I think that's the best Doritos out there.
Really?
That's an excellent. You should submit that idea.
I have, Kelly. I've actually written.
Is it TacoBell@yahoo.com?
I love this. The spokesperson said it's the number one request from consumers. Obviously,
okay,
people
you're not
are
original.
Too lazy to go get it delivered.
See?
No, JC's Taco, but delivery. And the representative said, we're going to start doing it in 2015, and we have to figure it out. And I can tell you right now, we don't have it figured out.
I mean, you got to work
back
that out.
Are they going to deliver it like 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
They should.
24/7?
And they have these new breakfast donuts, apparently, that are Captain Crunch with milk icing on the inside. Mm-mm. Captain Crunch donut holes.
My.
Wow.
Also, a life goal of mine is to somehow get our name on the sauce package.
I know.
I want that so bad.
You can get your name on the sauce package?
Well, no, but they put funny stuff on sayings there. On the packets, you know, about being hot and the mild ones. They say funny things.
But can you imagine?
Pick up lines.
I haven't been in a while.
I haven't either. You know, I'm not really a fast food junkie, you know?
I'm not either. Clearly, JC and I, this is where we connect.
Right. Can you imagine getting the hashtag Kid Nation on a Taco Bell Fuego sauce?
Well, Coca-Cola's doing it. In fact, I don't know if they're still doing it.
The names.
Share with a friend.
Maybe they'll do a competition, and we could enter.
And by the way, have you guys been keeping up with the Facebook thing, the memories? You see that people
If I pop up in somebody's memory, they'll send it to me. Uh-huh. But I haven't done it. I don't know how to do it.
Well, sometimes my wife had it. I don't know how it shows up on my.
I guess you just click the link and maybe it lets you do it too.
Yeah, it says part of it.
See your memories, and it'll go. So a year ago today, there's a video of Kason and I singing.
Okay.
So and then it goes back as far as 3 years, and it tells you what you were doing this exact day.
That's cool.
And at what time? Because you're That's posting cool. it. It shows you that.
Where do you do this? Just on your Facebook account?
Yeah, I had to find when people posted their memories, and then I had to click on see my memories. And then you gotta activate your notifications, and then they start showing up.
Huh.
But today was the day we found out we were having a girl. So that's when.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh, how
yeah,
nice.
Kinsey and I, April 9th, 2013, found out we were having a girl, which
that's
ended up being
cute.
Chloe.
Yeah.
And then there's pictures of your kids or your friends. Today in 2012, we were on the Kiss Cam at a basketball game.
Wow, so yours are all good memories. What if mine are like, this time today you were in a relationship?
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.